1, 2, 1, 2, testing, testing.
Cool.
Call to order the Planning Commission meeting for Tuesday, November 4th, 2014. Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Goss?
And then please follow Commissioner Russell in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. That brings us to agenda review. Does anyone on the commission see a reason to move any of the items tonight? No? Okay. So that brings us. To present issues, thoughts, or suggestions on matters not scheduled on the agenda for tonight. Comments should be limited to those items, specifically within the jurisdiction of the Planning Commission. Do we have any speaker slips tonight? Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak? Okay, then I will close the comment period. We will move on to written communications. I am aware of a memorandum that came out today regarding item 8A. Are there any other additional?
No additional.
The first item is approval of minutes, and it looks like we might actually have a quorum so we can finally address the Tuesday, June 17th minutes. Does anyone have any comments on those? No comments or suggestions. Okay, then I guess I'll entertain a motion to
move for approval of June 17th minutes.
Second.
Okay, and roll call vote, please, Debbie.
Commissioner King?
Yes.
Commissioner Goss?
Yes.
Commissioner Ressam?
Yes.
And that brings us to the Planning Commission minutes for Tuesday, October 21st, 2014. Does anyone have any comments regarding these?
No?
Okay. I entertain a motion.
Okay. I'd like to move that we approve the minutes of October 21st, 2014.
Okay.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Goss?
Yes.
Commissioner King?
Yes.
Mr. George?
Yes.
Mr. Ressam?
Abstain.
And Vice Chair.
Consideration of an ordinance adding Chapter 16.86 to Title 16 of the Rio Grande Municipal Code relating to performance standards for deemed approved alcoholic beverage commercial sales. We do have this memorandum dated November 4th, 2014, which shows that staff has requested that we continue this item to a date certain of December 2nd, 2014.
Thank you, Vice Chair Sparrow. That's correct. We are recommending continuance of this item tonight to allow staff additional
Does anyone have any questions for staff regarding this issue or the continuance?
Okay. So do
we have to open it in case there's somebody here that can't come back?
This is a public hearing. You're welcome to open it to receive any comments for those who are in attendance, and okay. Just advise no action, and again, staff's recommending continuing to date certain.
So along those lines, it looks like we'll be bringing this item back on December 2nd. Is there anyone here who would like to speak to this item now? Move the staff's recommendation.
I'd like to move that we continue agenda item 8A, consideration of an ordinance adding chapter 16.86 to title 16 of the Arroyo Grande Municipal Code relating to performance standards for deemed approved alcoholic beverage commercial sales to a date certain of December 2nd, 2014.
Second.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Goss?
Yes.
Commissioner King?
Yes.
Commissioner George?
Yes.
Commissioner Russom?
Yes.
And Vice Chair Spiro?
Yes. Notice of administrative decisions since October 21st, 2014. There are three items on here, and I would just like to, I had a couple comments. I didn't see for item number three, I didn't see the date listed. I believe it was last weekend. Just
that's correct. It was last weekend.
Okay. And that's an issue I'm just wanting to raise. I know at least two of these items have already happened, and it seems to be coming up often. I don't have a problem with any of these items. I'm happy to approve them, but it's staff want to address that.
Certainly, we have a practice of ensuring that these are both approved by the by me. It's an appeal period that this meeting essentially ends, and ideally we'll have the event after that point. Oftentimes folks come right in the door really close to the event. If it's a recurring event, and I do not have any expectation of issues, at sometimes we'll allow those events to occur instead of just denying them for the whole year. And so that's how these two events occurred.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't have a problem with these events. It's just something that I noticed. I thought we're not seeing these. Does anyone else have any comments or questions about the administrative decisions?
No.
Okay, so then we'll move on to item 11, commission communications. Anyone on the commission wish to share anything with the other commissioners? Okay, that brings us to staff communications. Does staff have anything they'd like to share?
Days ago, we received a comment to us from City of San Luis Obispo, resides here in the Rio Grande. The city is very lucky to have him aboard. He will be helping us out here at commission meetings as needed. And again, staff is very, very happy to be working with Matt in the office. And the additional announcement is just informational that we will be having the Bridge Street Bridge stakeholders meeting on November 19th. And so we are making progress. We were waiting for additional technical data from the consultants. We have received that. Exceed in December.
Well, welcome, Matt. We're happy to have you on board. Look forward to working with you in the future. Okay, well, I think that brings us to item 13, adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. So thank you. This concludes the Planning Commission meeting.
Well, this is done.
Yeah.